When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Forever!
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try East Hampton High.
Hello, you're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey. I'm a junior, and I'm talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all of the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks! Hello, everyone. We've got a really great interview today. I'm really excited for it. But before we go to that, there's like been so much going on at Rockville Prep that like I feel like I don't want to talk about this stuff, but I feel like I have to talk about this stuff based on the way people have been reacting to this stuff. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I'll cop right now. Like, yeah, I am reacting to reactors, and that pisses me off, but here we are, and here's what I am. The two big things that are going on right now is, number one, Courtney McGivens got plastic surgery to look like Margot Robbie, and two, apparently for all of February, the lunchroom? It's called the lunchroom. It's called the lunch people. The cafeteria. Oh my God, I'm a freaking idiot. The cafeteria, for all of February, they're doing Meatless Mondays. Yeah, so I know. Let's take all that in. I want to take this one beat by beat. Number one, Courtney looks like Margot Robbie now. I want to say right now, that's fine. Like, I don't care that she got plastic surgery. I think it's cool that she looked like Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie is like officially hot, you know what I mean? And like she also sort of looked like Margot Robbie before, like a little bit, you know what I mean? And so like it's not crazy. It's not like she got like a new face. It's like she like accentuated her face to look like someone that we all already think is hot, you know? And I also want to say like it feels like most of the shit she's getting is from girls. Like the guys have not been giving her shit. The guys have been like, cool, do whatever you want to do. You look great, you know? And the girls have been like really talking behind her back and talking to her face about how like fake that is. And I just think it's like super low, super lame. And you have to admit that like, if you think, if you've ever said Margot Robbie is hot, it is literally insane for you to say it is fucked up for someone to want to look like Margot Robbie. That's all I got to say about that. I actually have probably more to say about that, but I want to keep going. The cafeteria. Look, I'm obviously not a vegetarian. I am obviously not a vegan. But the idea of doing a meatless Monday is just sort of, to me, a slap in the face to everyone who for whom meat is like a cultural thing. And like, I eat meat all the time. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, and the reaction people begin for that is like, good, let's try it out. Let's see if we can do meatless Mondays. Let's smoke doobies. You know, they don't do that, but like, you know, that's sort of a hippie type who sort of does that stuff. And what I want to say is that like I'm all for those hippie types, but I love meat. Okay, I love chicken, I love burgers, I love fries, and I know fries isn't meat, but they go with meat. And if you can have fries, you can't have fries without meat next to it. That's just like physical science. And also, I've said this once before, but I do want to say it again, that like if you do have fries, or even chicken fingers, or even like fish sticks, a cool thing to do is if you prefer, you put pepper on top of your ketchup. So it's just a little thing you do. You put ketchup and you put a little pepper on top of it. It's like, it actually tastes really good. And I don't want that taken away from me. Okay. I don't think that's crazy, you know? And people who are saying it's like a good thing. It's a good thing for you to not eat meat. It's not a good thing for me to not eat meat. All right. it really makes me upset and it hurts my feelings, to be honest. Cause like I consider myself pretty like moderate, and the idea of people talking to me like I'm a conservative pisses me off. Okay. Deep breath, Hampton. Everything's okay. You're on your podcast. You have an interview. Things are fine. We've got a good guest.
Whoa.
Okay. Sorry, I'm letting you in. Sorry, was I an asshole up top? I know I sort of.
No, not at all, man. You're cool with me, man. I mean, honestly, I've just been so busy lately that like I can't even really think about that sort of stuff right now.
I mean
you're all good with me.
That's good for
you're all cool dude, with me, you know. We've seen each other at a couple parties recently. So like it's all been good for me.
Okay,
you know?
That's cool. I mean that's great. If you're not letting this stuff get into your head, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
Yeah. I have no time for negative energy these days. It's
nice.
It's really nuts. Yeah.
You sound like one of these doobie vegetarians.
Well, that's starting to happen for me.
Well, that kind of makes sense kind of based on who you're dating, so I just want to let everyone know what's going on.
Okay, I'm happy that you say it. I don't want to say it.
It's literally why you're here. It's why I had you on. So,
sure, yeah.
So, guys, my guest right here, really great guy. We know each other kind of well. This is a freshman dude who is dating a senior, okay? This is Cameron Schuster. Welcome to the pod. Thanks for doing it.
Thanks for having me, Hap, man. This is great.
Stop it,
thanks
dude.
For having me. This is so cool. And I'm so sorry about the scheduling, man. Like I said, I've just been busy.
Yeah,
as fudge
yeah, I know.
This whole time.
And you can curse. We'll edit out all the curses.
Is that okay?
Yeah, we'll edit out every curse.
Oh, God. I've been so fucking busy.
Yeah.
So fucking busy recently.
Well, it's hard to like...
I've been dating Greta for, you know, geez Louise. That's been like, what, 2 months now? Something like that?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
And it's been like picking up pretty hard.
It's been picking
up pretty nuts. Like, I'm going out to concerts and like I went to Brent Bills' party.
Yeah, yeah.
Last weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Jess Wilson like had sex with somebody at the party.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I came like a little bit late. I came at one. And that like, I think that already happened then, but everyone was so like shell shocked. You know what I mean? It was like something had happened.
I was. Are you kidding me? I mean, now that's not such a big deal because I've gone to like a handful of parties like that now.
Yeah.
So it's not that such a big, you know, fucking deal. But
when it happens and it's fun to talk about. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah, totally. But I mean,
also just being a freshman is like hard, you know, you have to really amp up from, in pure academic terms, you got to amp up so much from middle school. You know?
I know. I mean, because when I was in middle school, like I, you know, leaving eighth grade, everybody was like, dude, watch out. Cause high school's like fucking carnage.
Yeah.
High school is going to be really tough. It's going to be like, it's going to be like the Hunger Games.
Venom.
Yeah. People were like, it's straight Venom the entire time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like really, really nervous. But then when I came in and started doing Greta, I'm like, this is fucking cherry, dog. Like, this is like, are you serious? Is this what it is? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, it's been a wild ride. I don't know what the big deal is that everyone's freaking out about.
All
like,
right, well,
I have... You know, friends are easy to make.
Look, Cameron, can I hit the nail on the head for a second? I mean, you're a freshman guy and you're dating a senior. That's a huge thing. All right. And so like, yeah.
If you say so, Hap.
No, it is. I mean, like you are doing something that typically only freshman girls do with senior guys, you know, and this is a real inverse, you know?
Sure.
And so it's like. And you are, and that makes you welcomed into this whole other crew of upperclassmen, which is like truly rare for underclassmen. Like I remember when I was a freshman, like sure, my female friends would like hang out with the other guys, but like the freshman guys were not allowed in there. And so you have like, because you know, like we all love Greta, and like, and obviously you guys are a real thing. Like,
yeah, we are real.
I know.
Yeah, we're super real.
Yeah, I know.
And like, and I think people think that it's like super hard or that it's super intimidating, but they're just nice guys. Like they come over, Greta and her friends come over to my, you know, dad's mansion and we just have a great time. We have a great time in the pool. We have a great time in the tennis court.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, we have like a, you know, a regulation size basketball court that we play
really?
All the time. Yeah. Like they're coming over a lot. They come over like most weekends. We just have a fucking jamboree. It's great.
That's amazing balls, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And that's cool because also like Greta has a nice place too. So it's like, it's very
sick place. Oh my God. She took me down to her basement because her dad, I don't know if you know this, but her dad actually sells Les Pauls.
Oh yeah.
And he has like walls and walls of guitars.
Yeah.
And he has like pictures next to the guitars of like, when he fucking met Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
When he fucking met Santana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's just like signed photos of him next to Santana. And then he showed me this guitar with Santana's, Santana like signed his name on it, but then he also drew a little tiny picture of Santana on the guitar.
Yeah, yeah. It was
I'm like, that's the Santana guitar.
Yeah, yeah. It's the PRS.
Oh,
the
my
PRS.
God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Now I've got to play that one before. It's like really, it's like, I mean, it's a Santana PRS. So like, you know, it's
You got
like,
to play that.
Yeah. Dude, it was awesome. Because, like, Greta used to have all these parties, you know, and so, like, and she always let us go. And, like, her dad, like, was there sometimes, and he was usually pretty chill about stuff, and so he would, like, let us go down, and, like, well, he knew I was a guitar head. I play guitar. I don't know if you knew that. I play guitar.
I didn't know that.
You know, I actually do. You might expect it from, like, a jockey guy, but I can play guitar, too. And, like, his dad was always really cool and let us, like, go down and, like, play with stuff, and that when he let us play, because, like, obviously PRSs are super nice when I can play otherwise.
You went down to the basement to play the PRS?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
For those of you who don't know, PRS is a Paul Reed Smith guitar. It's super nice. And for those of you who know that, we are sponsored by Guitar Center. So if you type in, you know, coolest freshman into Guitar Center, you get an offer code, and that's free picks for every purchase you make. So
that's so nuts. I went down there, you know, Greta and her dad sort of made it seem like it was a special thing. It was, I get that. I mean, no. That's chill. That's chill, though.
It's cool.
That you did that, though.
I mean,
that's
you cool. did. I mean, you guys did that alone. We're going so much into stuff. I just want to I want to start from the beginning.
Sure. Yeah. No. I mean, do you want to have we met or so, or like?
Yeah, I want to start from the beginning of the relationship. So you're a freshman. You know, obviously. Who started this? Was it Greta? I mean, I think
you know what? It was Greta, man.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
It was Greta, dog. Yeah, yeah. Like, it was some pretty wild stuff. Well, I mean, when it was freshman orientation, you know, I was walking through and they gave me my locker. And
In
the freshman hallway, which is just like so hard to hang out with inside these days.
There's like no, yeah.
Well, it's because I can't talk to anybody, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just like everybody's talking about young kid shit and like, you know, fucking freaking out about like, you know, their grades and stuff like that. And like, you know, just like fucking kid shit, like bickering over, you know, who fucking, you know, stole each other's underpants in the locker rooms and stuff like that.
I mean,
like,
all that stuff.
Who cares?
You know, grades just grades are important no matter how old you are.
So. Sure. But well, I mean, not to me and Greta and most of our friends, you know, once I've started hanging out with the seniors, like all those people are just sort of like, why were we ever fighting? Like,
well,
we're going
them,
to college. Like everything's set.
Well, a lot of them, most of the applications are already in. So like they already know what college they're going to. If they've done early decision, they know what college they're going to.
Right,
and if like, a lot of them have already. You know, they've done all the work already, so now they are sort of like, it's not like a true senioritis yet, but like it's approaching it, especially with a lot of Greta's friends. So.
Well, that's just like the where I feel comfortable at, and so, you know, coming into high school. But
you came in, I'm sure you were aware that you were like a hot freshman, a bunch of like the...
I mean, I don't think I'm very hot.
Yeah, I mean, but people were talking about it, so.
Yeah.
People were talking, upperclassmen were like, who's that hot guy? And, you know, but sorry, tell a story. Yeah, it's your story.
Well, I mean, that's nice that they were saying that about me. That's pretty cool. I guess I like being called hot by other people.
Yeah, we all do.
So I was just kind of putting in my, so embarrassing. My parents had actually walked me to my locker.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's actually very sweet.
and kind of given me a lot of stuff to put in my locker. They'd given me sort of like very leather-bound sort of dividers and stuff like that. And sort
of
like kind of fancier things. And
quick sidebar. Are you like an organized locker guy or like a messy locker guy?
Well, you know what? Like I used to be super organized.
Yeah.
But since Greta, I'm just letting it all hang out.
Okay. That's
I just
cool.
like, I'm just like, who gives a fudge, you know?
Yeah, I'm very organized. Yeah. But yes, keep going.
So anyway, so then they left. I'm like, parents, get out of here. Jesus Christ. And so they leave. And then, and so Greta sort of like eyed my locker and sort of came over and introduced herself. And she asked me, you know, if I was nervous about being into high school. And I said, well, you know, I mean, they told me it was going to be fucking Venom. And and they...
Venom. For those who don't know, there's an Eminem song that goes, Venom.
Yeah, it's
about the movie Venom, which is like actually so cool.
It really is. And Tom Hardy is very good in
it. He's really good.
And he makes a lot of sense in it. Yeah,
I think he makes a lot of sense in it.
Yeah.
I think he maintains a if you're not going to meet Venom until an hour through the movie, then you should act like a freak. The first half to draw attention. I do believe that.
And I just really like that Venom was a fucking nerd on his own planet. Because like in many ways, I think I'm a fucking nerd. I mean, I know that everyone thinks I'm like a hot guy who dates a senior, but like I'm a fucking nerd. Like, you know.
Sure. Okay. But
anyway, so she came over and she was like, so you're Cam, right? And I was like, guilty as charged. And,
and this was day one, right?
This was day one.
Because during orient, because I think the talk had started an orientation. So she had like a week or so to like plan this, it seemed to me. You know what I mean? Or I don't know. Maybe that's not true. Maybe.
What do you mean? Really?
Because all the girls noticed you at orientation. Obviously, orientation is a week before, you know.
Yeah, locker assignments.
Locker assignments and stuff. So like.
What sort of stuff were they saying?
Oh, just like, you know, oh, he's so cute. And, well, here's what I remember.
Yeah.
And you can fill in the gaps here. I just remember like talking to them and all the girls were being like, oh my God, he's so cute. Like, oh my God, we should adopt him. Like, oh my God, he's like, we should like set him up with some other like underclassmen, you know. And then Greta was like, I actually think I would. And they were like, oh my God, like you would? And she's like, I actually think I would. And so everyone's like, oh my God, you should fucking do it, you know. And that was like when I heard that and thought it was cool. But then like, you know, when that group of girls, especially when they get together, it's like they start just like.
Were you pissed about it?
Was I pissed?
Yeah.
No. Why would I be pissed?
I don't know. You seemed like you're pissed.
No, I just.
You seemed like you were like. I mean, it was cool that they said that, but I don't really know.
No, I just got like bored of the conversation because like,
okay,
because you know those girls, like they'll talk about guys forever, and then it'll just be like a thing where it's like, I don't care. Can we like talk about something real? Like, I don't
sure.
know, like, I mean, like
fucking Venom,
like Venom or something like that. Yeah. And not to say that like sick. Venom is real. Just like it's better to talk
might
about.
Might as
art.
Well be. I mean, the metaphors are there. You know?
I think so. I think it's better to talk about art than just like, you know, popularity. But that's my own personal thing. But anyway,
so she grabbed me in my locker and she was like, you know, I mean, they can give you, I know you're going to go on like, you know, the trip to the gymnasium and I know that they're going to give you the walk around to the cross country courts, but I can give you the real orientation if you want to come with me to do that. And
Jesus Christ.
And Greta. I was like,
Greta, Jesus Christ.
I was like,
okay.
Sounds good to me.
So
she took me to the vending machines outside of the cafeteria. Where Smokey plays hack out there.
Yeah.
And then she introduced me to Smoke. And then we went out to past the cross country fields to where they keep the lights for the football stadium lights.
Yeah.
And she told me that she thought I was really cute, and I was like, okay,
right in there.
Okay.
Greta,
and then she grabbed my hand and I was like, what's happening?
Of course.
Dog? And then we fucking Frenched, dude.
Really? Day one.
We Frenched for like, not gonna lie, minute and a half.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Well, were you comfortable with that? Just because it's so sudden, you know, like, and so like, and
you know,
and like she had time to sort of plan it, and so like, were you comfortable with that? Were you into it? Like, you seem like a pretty, like, go with the flip type of guy, but, you know, like.
I just sort of feel like a lot of my identity and who I am has changed a lot in the past 2 months. And I feel like going in from, you know, I would have been, like, really scared to French, you know, when I was in middle school. But once it happened, I was just sort of like, this is me.
Was that your first kiss? We can edit this out?
No.
Okay. We can edit that whole. We can edit the question.
No, that wasn't my first kiss. Actually,
okay.
No.
Okay.
No, my first kiss was
because mine was when I was in the freshman. So it's not like a. There's no like shame.
Yeah, that's
that.
Cool, but that's not my first kiss.
Okay, that's fine.
My first kiss actually was when I was in sixth grade.
Okay, that's great.
So.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so. This was just a.
So yeah. So
yeah.
Then,
so you were ready for that. You were prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean. You know, it was my first French. You know, I guess I want to put it that way.
Yeah. Which is a different animal.
Hell yeah, dog.
Because like
hell
tongue, yeah. Tongues.
How
are
you? How are you with tongue?
Oh, I mean, well, actually, I've talked about this recently. For me, the tongue is such a strange beast. It is so central and yet so responsive and yet so strong. So like when I first started Frenching, I wanted to be like, like it was a bullet shooting around, or like I guess more accurately an arrow because it's longer than a bullet, and a tongue is pretty long, at least my tongue is. But then I've learned that you just have to like be soft about it, and it's more like sucking the juice off an apple when you've taken a bite than it is trying to break the apple down. You know what I mean? Like you take a bite of the apple, it's a little bit of juice, and you want to be like. Get that little bit of juice back up.
You know, that's what I'm learning, actually, because at the top of my, you know, tongue experience, I was very shy. I do tippy. I do tippy of the tongue.
Oh, the little tippy top?
A little tippy top.
I think that's a great place to start.
Yeah, I mean, but thanks to Greta. Greta, I mean, I hope she, I mean, whatever, she's going to hear this pod anyway. So I guess
yeah,
anyway, cat's out of the bag. But she does listen?
Yeah.
So she, she actually goes pretty hard. Full throttle.
Yeah,
Charlie's Angels full throttle.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. Huh?
I said I've heard that. Yeah.
Who'd you hear that from?
I mean, you don't know them. They've graduated before you got here. Because like
who?
I mean, do you know Mark Hendricks? I mean, he was a senior when she was a freshman. So like that was 4 years ago.
Who's Mark Hendricks?
He was a senior when she was a freshman. They like dated. They actually dated a bit when he was in college too. The next year, she and her crew like that crew that dated seniors. You know, and actually I didn't even meet him that year because she's a year older than me. So I met Mark Hendricks like that summer. When he was still around, and like just I've sort of like known, he was on the cross team too. So like when the cross team stuff happens, like an alumni come back, yeah. I like met him through that type of stuff. But like he for sure, he said that she was like a really really hard kisser. But that was a while ago, so I didn't know if it happened. And like I don't really talk to people who she hooks up with anymore because like you know why you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
But
sure.
But yeah. So
no, it's just kind of it's just like it's fucking me up. I mean like it's just so much I don't. So much I don't know.
I mean, you've only known it for a few months, and like,
it's, sure, yeah, but it's just sort of been a lot of my life, and it's just, you know, it feels like every day I'm learning something new, and it's, I gotta say, it's twisting me up, dude. Like, it's pretty wild stuff.
Now I get anytime you get to know anybody, relationships are sort of like, relationships are like two hands in the dark finding each other. Relationships are two hands in the darkness grasping each other, and one person thinks they're doing. One kind of high five, another one thinks they're doing like a handshake. And it takes a while to be like, wait, are we doing, which one are we doing? You know, and then we got it. And then it works. So like, does that make sense?
No, I mean, yes. And I also hope it makes sense because like I've just done, you know, not kissing, but I feel like I've just done a lot of firsts with Greta. I mean, Greta was my first Franche. She was my good first fucking blunt. You know?
Oh. Oh my God, you are a vegetarian.
Dude, and I'm actually becoming like pretty hardcore veg. I mean,
oh yeah?
Yeah.
Is
it's
she actually
my
veg?
Life now. It's my lifestyle.
Is she
life
actually vegetarian?
Because
like, I know she dresses hippie-ish now, but like, is she actually veg?
Yeah, she's true veg.
Okay, cool.
She's true veg, yeah.
I feel like maybe I did do that, but I don't remember it. But
it was,
that's cool.
But yeah, my first fucking blunt doggy was probably like, God, it was like 2 weeks ago, I think. It was me, Smokes, and J Train. And we were at her place, and she was rolling one, and I was like, what is that? And she goes, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And so her and Smokes nice. And J Train go into a separate room for like a little while.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, I guess it's kind of cool. I guess I'm just going to hang out in the kitchen and. You know, drink a Mike's Hard Lemonade, you know, while you guys do this sort of thing.
Very nice.
And then I come out and they had smoked like a good half of the blunt. And then I got like a couple puffs in, something
nice.
Like that. And but then after that, it was just like, you know, it was just me and the guys hanging out. It was nuts.
That's awesome. Yeah. I might take that part out just because like teachers sometimes listen, but. I mean, actually, whatever, it's cool. Mm-hmm. They know people smoke. But actually, no, I do like that, because like Smokey probably shouldn't, people shouldn't know that Smokey is still has weed on him. Because that would, yeah, is that
why,
cool?
Why, Smokey's chill?
No, Smokey's awesome, but just like, that's why he wasn't here last year. Because he was like the dealer of the school, and like, think of the, he got arrested, you know, and like, it wasn't a big deal, because his parents like bought him out, but like he, you know, he was suspended for the rest of the year, and so that's why he's like a senior.
Greta told me that Smokes got an art internship.
I mean,
last year.
He did. His parents are really loaded and like connected. So like he did like when
I was really scared of Smokes because Smokes actually kind of looks kind of intimidating. And I was like, Are you sure you want Smokes over your place? And she goes, don't worry about it, kid. He just had an art internship last summer. Just chill out.
She calls you kid. That's so fucking cute. I love that. But I will say, yeah, no, I mean Smokes is awesome and he's not dangerous but any stretch of the imagination. He's like a cool dude, but like, you know, he's not allowed to be like, if the school knows in terms of the law, I don't fucking know. In terms of the school, yeah, he shouldn't be. If people know that he's like smoking weed again, that will be a problem. So you didn't know that?
No, I didn't fucking know that, dude.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
No, it's just like, no. I'm like terrified now.
It's okay.
I'm scared for my life now. I mean, like,
you shouldn't be scared
for
your life.
That's a bit of an exaggeration. I'm not scared for my life, yeah. But like, what the fuck? Like,
it's okay.
I'm gonna have to talk to Greta or something about this after this pod or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Talk. You know, she should be honest with you from the front, from the startup. But like, it's fine. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's my friend.
Okay.
It's cool.
Okay. I'm sorry for freaking out.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry for freaking out.
If it's just like, look, dude, hey, can I just like give you a bit of advice real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
You are in a rarefied space. You are hanging out with upperclassmen. Like, we know each other through parties. That must be cool for you too.
Yeah.
And like,
it is really cool. Yeah,
yeah, of course. But like, you're still a freshman. You're still getting to do things for the first time. And you're still learning about what the social space is. And like, I think it's okay to like forgive yourself. But if that freaks you out, that's okay.
Yeah.
That would have freaked me out too. And I'm sure Greta isn't always the best at communicating like what's going on in her life because she doesn't want you to know about, you know what I mean? So like,
right.
So it's okay. Like,
I mean, it really is tough to communicate with her. I mean, I feel like I try to call her most nights at around 8 p.m. and she doesn't answer, but then she'll call me back at around like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And talk to me for like a half hour or something like that. And she has to go.
Yeah. And also
And just like, I don't know. I just feel like going, I love it. I love going to parties. I loved going to Brent Bills' party last week.
Yeah,
I
that was
fucking
fun.
Loved seeing you there.
Yeah, that was fun.
I fucking loved how it was chaos.
Yeah.
But like, I asked for a ride home and, you know, she said no because she had to go with Joe Warzala back to Joe's place and I sort of had to figure out my own situation.
With Joe Warzala?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that must be hard. That must be hard.
And so like,
yeah.
And you know,
you should just talk about this stuff. I think you should just
bring
it.
I need to talk to her about some of the sort of this stuff because I feel like I keep going into situations.
Yes, yeah.
Like, you know, I went down on Greta last night.
Okay. Okay.
Cause she told me to.
Were you comfortable? Is that okay?
Yeah, I was great. I was great about it.
Were you comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then...
I've been too scared.
But then she... You've been too scared?
To go down on that girl.
What are you scared about?
I don't know. What?
No, I'm sorry to laugh. I'm sorry to laugh.
No, I know.
No, I'm sorry to laugh.
No, it's something inside me. I know.
I'm sorry to laugh.
I know.
I'm sorry to laugh.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
That was out of bounds.
No, it's fine.
That was truly out of bounds
it's
for
fine.
Me.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry to do it again.
It's fine. No,
I'm
no.
sorry to do it again. It's
no,
just,
I see my. Know, I sometimes think I'm the only person at Rockville Prep who takes his own sexuality seriously. So, yeah, it's something I think about.
What do you mean? We mean seriously?
Like I'm scared. Like
you won't go down because you take your sexuality seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's crazy. I'm 16, you know?
You're flexing hard.
Yeah, well, it's...
You're flexing hard right now.
Well, I feel tense.
You don't have to flex, man.
Okay.
I'm chill. I'm chill with you.
No, okay.
I'm here.
No, I just feel like I'm embarrassed because I revealed something about me that I'm a little... We'll edit that part out.
Sure.
But,
I'm also being very vulnerable. You know,
yeah,
I just,
no,
I've
you
just,
are.
I mean...
I was also trying to make you feel... Better too, because like it seems
it.
Like yeah.
I appreciate it, but man, those are good veins, dog.
Thanks,
those
I work out.
Good yeah. veins.
Thank you, I work out. 100 push-ups every morning.
Thick and blue, man. That's great. Dude.
Yeah, man. Blue's my favorite color.
That's sick. Oh,
but I will say you should be talking to her.
I got to talk to her more.
Yeah,
I got to talk to her more. I feel like there's just so much I don't know. But I mean. Be honest. I mean, it's pretty worth it. I mean, the parties are sick.
Parties are sick.
I feel like the people that I hang out with are fucking sick nasty.
Yeah.
And I can't really hang out with people my own age. Man, people my own age are fucking lame as shit, dog. Do you feel that way?
No. I mean, I've always loved my grade. I've always loved the junior. I mean, we're not juniors now, but like, yeah. I've always loved us and I've always loved my grades. They're always very important to me. I think it's one of the best grades in the school. I think we'll be the best. I think last year's seniors were fucking cool and actually partied, and these year's seniors are like... okay at partying, but not the best. And I think it's up to my grade.
What are you talking about,
man?
What are you talking about? You were at Brent Bill's,
and you didn't want.
You were at Brent Bill's fucking party.
You
man.
Were
the bonfire
last
was huge.
You
dog.
Were not there last year.
We were dancing around that bonfire for I think 3 hours.
Dude,
man.
Ask Greta about last year's seniors. Be like, okay, you know, Greta Bethany Hightower, like, tell me about the fucking parties of last year.
I mean, what happened?
That's Greta, dude.
I talked to Greta, but she is like, oh, she kind of played it down. She was like, I don't, you know, I didn't really party until I met you.
Dude, do this. This I swear this works. I saw her mom do it. So you say, Greta Bethany Hightower, you know, tell me what you want. You know, just use her whole name like that. And then they'll like, yeah. And then she like gets real like, you know, kiddish about it. I don't know. It's funny.
Bethany?
Greta Bethany Hightower.
Fuck me.
She didn't tell you her middle name?
I didn't know her fucking middle name.
Dude.
How do I not know her? Why does she fucking tell me her middle name?
I mean, I
what sort of coolness does she lose by telling me her middle fucking name?
I mean, I think she should have told
Pam,
me her middle
what
name.
What the fuck, dude?
I know.
What the fuck?
I know.
Why can't I know her middle name?
I mean, I think you should. I think you should.
Yeah, I know I'm a frosh, but tell me your middle goddamn name.
Yeah, no, I understand. Do you want to...
What the hell? I'm going into houses with a drug dealer, and I'm going down on someone who doesn't even want to tell me their middle name? What the shit? Every goddamn day.
Okay. Hey, it's okay.
Meanwhile, I can't even have a private moment with the Santana guitar. Fucking you're looking at the Santana guitar.
I mean, dude, it actually plays really nice. It's like almost like velvet.
You fucking
keyboard.
Played it?
Yeah, dude, I played it. We plugged it into a Marshall stack and that distortion.
I tried to fucking play it and her father said she doesn't let kids play her fucking guitar.
Well, he knows me. I know her, you know? I've known her for years.
Can we call her?
I mean, if you want, yeah, call her.
Let me fucking.
I wish we could set it up on the podcast so I could get the call, but I don't know how to do
it. No,
that.
It's okay. Yo, Greta.
I mean, don't yell.
Greta, why won't you tell me your middle name?
Okay, well, you should have eased into it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm on Ham's pod.
Yeah.
I'm on Ham's pod. He played the Santana guitar?
You might want
And you weren't going to fucking tell me that Smokes went to jail? I let him into my mom's house. I'm not letting drug dealers into my house. I'm never going down on you again.
Okay. I mean, that's not... That's...
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, God.
You don't have to talk to... I'm talking
I'll
to
talk
you
to,
right now.
I'll talk
Why
to her.
Why do you want to talk to him?
I'll talk to her.
Fine.
Hey, Greta. Yeah, it's because he's a freshman dating a senior, so it's interesting. You're a senior dating a freshman. That's like... I'll get you on the pod sometime, okay? I'll get you on. Well, yeah, you should have told me about Smokey.
Yeah, you should have told me about Smokey.
Shh, quiet, man. Yeah, I think you... No, I'm not getting involved in your relationship. No, yeah, it is kind of like that, though. Yeah, well, he's loving the party. Okay. Well, yeah, do you want to hear it before I put it out? Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that. Yeah. Oh, also, I told him about the Santana guitar.
Yeah.
Unreal.
It's so nice. He's selling it?
What?
I mean, will you please ask him? Yeah, ask him, please. Because I would be totally down. Yeah, for sure.
You can't afford the Santana guitar? He said that was priceless.
But, dude, be quiet. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, and tell your dad I say what's up. He's cool as hell. Okay. Yeah, just talk to him. Like, honestly, Greta, you're being like... Part of my friendship, BITCH right now. Like, you should just talk to him about, like, I feel like you're lying. Okay. Yeah, all right. We'll talk later. Jesus.
And you know, she hung up. Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Well, real talk? That shit might be fucking over, dog.
Just talk to her.
That shit might be over,
just
man.
Just talk to her. Just talk to her. That's all I'm going to say. Just talk to her. Who do you think is the coolest freshman?
Fuck, man. Skeet Poirot.
I do like him.
I'd say Skeet Poirot.
He's like, what I like about him is that he looks really good in a white T-shirt, and I think not a lot of people can pull that off, especially because he's not like ripped. And mostly it's ripped guys who can fill out a tight t-shirt. He's just like a skinny freshman guy who can fill out a tight t-shirt, who can fill out a white t-shirt.
Yeah. He has good, most of the time people, when they wear snap-away pants, like those sort of athletic, athleisure striped Adidas snap-away pants, they like, by the end of the day, it's always like half snapped off.
Yeah.
Skinny always keeps it on.
He's cross-country, right?
Yeah. Big time. Because he's facing Nicole Blood next week.
Really?
Yes, dog.
Wait, are they doing guys and girls in the same major?
They're doing the co-ed. They're doing the co-ed 5K.
That is...
And Nicole Blood's dangerous.
Yeah, I know. She's being scouted by like, I mean, I guess Johns Hopkins, which is nuts.
Yeah.
You know, like
and Drexler.
I am a feminist because I have a mom, but some girls take it too far. But I sometimes think like doing like a guy girl same exactly equal like sporting event like that. No. I just think it's valuable.
I think it is too, and I think you know running wise. Wait a second. There was some gray area. There was some gray area in what you just said. I think.
Thank you for being on the pod.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.